السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين، أما بعد. الحديث 87،
حديث نمبر 87،
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال،
from أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه،
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم،
that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said،
قل هو الله أحد تعدل ثلث القرآن.
قل هو الله أحد is equal to one third of the Quran.
رواه مسلم.
Narrated by Imam Muslim.
أما الراوي وهو أبو هريرة فقد مر بنا في الحديث الرابع.
As for أبو هريرة, his biography passed in the fourth hadith.
القرآن الكريم اشتمل على ثلاثة أمور أساسية.
The noble Quran contained three main things.
إما أحكام شرعية من عبادات ومعاملات،
either legislative rulings عبادات acts of worship and معاملات transactions،
وإما قصص وأخبار وبيان جزاء من آمن وجزاء من كفر،
it is stories and reports and clarifying the reward and punishment of those who obeyed or disobeyed،
وإما ما يتعلق بتوحيد الله تبارك وتعالى وبيان أسمائه وصفاته،
or what relates to the oneness of Allah سبحانه وتعالى، unifying Allah عز وجل، and what relates to His names and attributes.
وشرف العلم إنما يعرف بشرف المعلوم.
The nobility of the branch of knowledge will be recognized through the nobility of the subject that is being studied or the studied or the topic.
وأعظم معلوم هو الله سبحانه وتعالى.
The best thing that you can know is Allah عز وجل himself.
ومعلوم أن توحيد الله تبارك وتعالى ينقسم إلى قسمين.
It is well known that unifying Allah عز وجل توحيد is of two types.
توحيد القصد والطلب وتوحيد المعرفة والإثبات.
The unity or unifying Allah in terms of intention and seeking Him, and the unifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of knowing Him and affirming His names and attributes.
وبعضهم يقول التوحيد العلمي والتوحيد العملي.
And some would say, would reward these two types as the tawheed in terms of knowledge and the tawheed in terms of action.
وبعضهم يقول توحيد الربوبية وتوحيد الألوهية.
And some would say the tawheed of Allah عز وجل in terms of His lordship, and they say also the tawheed of Allah عز وجل in terms of His godhood, being a god.
وكلها معناها واحد.
All of these they carry one and the same meaning.
فتوحيد الربوبية.
So the tawheed, unifying Allah in terms of Him being a Lord, His lordship.
هو التوحيد العلمي.
This actually is unifying Allah عز وجل in terms of knowing Him. توحيد العلمي.
وهو توحيد المعرفة والإثبات.
And it is the unifying Allah in terms of knowing Him and affirming His names and attributes.
وتوحيد الألوهية.
As for the unifying Allah عز وجل in terms of His godhood, godship.
هو التوحيد العملي.
Then it is the unifying Allah عز وجل in terms of practical application, practicing التوحيد.
وهو توحيد القصد والطلب.
And that is the unifying Allah عز وجل in terms of intending and seeking Him, directing all acts of worship to Him سبحانه وتعالى.
وقد بين الله تبارك وتعالى التوحيد العلمي والتوحيد العملي في سورتي الإخلاص.
And Allah عز وجل clarified the توحيد in terms of knowledge and the توحيد in terms of practical application in the two chapters of sincerity.
إحداهما في التوحيد العلمي.
One of them regarding the توحيد of Allah عز وجل in terms of His knowledge, unifying Him in terms of knowledge, knowing Him.
وهي قل هو الله أحد.
And that is قل هو الله أحد.
الله الصمد.
Say Allah is one and only. Allah is the one who is sought by everyone.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
He did not beget nor was He begotten.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
And none is comparable to Him.
هذه كلها تعريف بالله سبحانه وتعالى.
All of this is actually making Allah عز وجل known.
وإذا تسمى هذه السورة صفة الرحمن.
This is why this chapter of the Quran is titled the attribute or the description of the most merciful.
وسورة الإخلاص الثانية.
The second chapter of sincerity.
هي قل يا أيها الكافرون.
It is say, O you who disbelieve.
لا أعبد ما تعبدون.
I do not worship what you are worshiping.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد.
Nor you are worshiping that which I am worshiping.
ولا أنا عابد ما عبدت.
Nor I am worshiping that which you worship.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد.
Nor you worship that which I am worshiping.
لكم دينكم.
To you you have a religion and I have my own religion.
وهذا التوحيد العملي.
This is now the توحيد unifying Allah عز وجل in terms of practical application.
ولذلك عظمت سورة الإخلاص بهذا.
This is why the chapter سورة الإخلاص it has a great status.
وبهذا نعلم.
With this we get to know.
بما صارت آية الكرسي أعظم آية في كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى.
Why is it that the آية الكرسي the verse of the footstool became the greatest verse in the Quran?
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل أبي بن كعب.
And رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he asked أبي بن كعب.
أي آية من كتاب الله معك أعظم؟
Which of the verses of the book of Allah that are with you that you memorize is the greatest؟
وجواب هذا السؤال
The answer to this question
عادة
usually
يحتاج إلى وقت ونظر
It needs time, it needs to for you to look into the whole Quran
واستقراء كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى
to comprehensively study the book of Allah
حتى ينظر أي آية هي أعظم
so that you will look which ayah is the greatest in the Quran
ولكن لفضل علم أبي بن كعب
but because of the excellent knowledge that أبي بن كعب had
أجاب مباشرة
he answered immediately
فقال آية الكرسي
he said the verse of the footstool
فضرب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على صدره.
So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم hit the chest of أبي بن كعب.
وقال له ليهنك العلم أبا المنذر.
And he said to him, let me congratulate you for the knowledge that you have, O أبو المنذر.
وذلك أن الكرسي تتكلم عن الله.
That is because the verse of the footstool actually speaks about Allah.
فآيات كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى
So the verses in the book of Allah تعالى the آيات
تتفاضل
They vary in their excellence
من حيث التأثير
From the aspect of the impact and the effect that they have
ومن حيث الدلالة
And from the aspect of the what they prove what they indicate of the meanings
ولا تتفاضل من حيث المصدر لأنها كلها كلام الله
But they do not vary in degree and level in terms of the source because all of it is the words of Allah All of it is one and the same in that aspect
ففي الدلالة
So in terms of the meaning that you attain from them,
دلالات آية الكرسي
from the verses of the Quran, the meanings that you attain from the verse آية الكرسي
ليس كدلالات غيرها من الآيات والسور
is not like the meanings you attain from the rest of the verses and chapters.
وكل آية في كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى تتكلم عن معنى يختلف عن الآية الأخرى.
Every ayah in the book of Allah speaks about a meaning that differs from the other ayah.
وكذلك في التأثير.
And likewise in terms of the impact and the effect.
فقد يقرأ الإنسان آيات من كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى فيبكي.
So one might recite some verses from the book of Allah تعالى and he cries.
كسورة هود.
Like سورة هود. النبأ.
والواقعة.
الواقعة.
وقاف.
قاف.
وغيرها من السور يقرأه الإنسان فيبكي.
And other than them, one would recite them and he would cry.
وهناك آيات يقرأها قد لا يبكي.
And there are verses that he reads, he might not cry.
مثل آيات المواريث وأحكام الطلاق.
Like the verses of the inheritance, the rules of divorce.
هذه قد لا يبكي الإنسان فيها لأنها غير مؤثرة من هذه الجهة.
Maybe the one who reads those, he might not cry because they might not be that effect, might not be bringing the impact or the effect from the aspect of their topic.
فهي متفاوتة من حيث التأثير.
So they vary and differ in terms of the impact and the effect they have.
وأذكر أن أحد أصدقائي
I remember one of my friends, the Sheikh
يقول في أيام الصيف
He says in the summertime
الليل يكون قصيرا
Summer days, the night time is short
وننام متأخرين
We sleep late
والفجر قريب
And فجر dawn is close
فلا يكاد يقوم إلى الفجر إلا من كان صاحب عزيمة قوية.
So hardly those who wake up for Fajr, they are those hardly they wake up except for those who have a strong willpower and resolve.
فنصارع أنفسنا للقيام لصلاة الفجر.
So we battle with ourselves trying to wake up for Fajr.
يقول فإذا جئت إلى صلاة الفجر.
So I say when I come to صلاة الفجر.
فإذا الإمام يقرأ آيات المواريث.
So the Imam then recites the verses of inheritance.
ونحن نحتاج إلى آيات الترغيب والترهيب الآن. So يشجعنا.
I say we want him to read the verses involving encouragement and instilling fear in us, so that he would encourage us to wake up and come.
نعم. والمقصود أن هذه السورة وهي قل هو الله أحد.
The objective here is that this surah, which is قل هو الله أحد,
تعدل ثلث القرآن.
Is worth one third of the Quran.
في الجزاء لا في الإجزاء.
In terms of reward, not in terms of sufficing you from the other chapters of the Quran.
مثلاً. لو أن إنسان نذر instance. قال نذر علي أن أقرأ القرآن.
So if someone said I vow to recite the Quran.
فهل يجزئه إذا قرأ قل هو الله أحد ثلاث مرات؟
Is it enough for him to recite قل هو الله أحد three times?
لا يجزئه.
No, it's not going to suffice.
لأن قل هو الله تعدل الثلث من حيث الجزاء.
Because we say it's worth one third of the Quran in terms of a reward.
وكذلك مثلا لو لزمه عتق رقبة.
Also, if it is binding on him to set free a slave.
فقال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير 10 times.
So he said this statement 10 times.
وهذه تعدل عتق 4 رقاب.
And this is worth actually in reward setting free 4 slaves.
فيقول واحدة واجب وثلاثة بلاش.
So he says one. He said it 10 times. So one slave is free and 3 is just extra.
هذا غير صحيح.
He cannot do that. It's not. It's wrong.
فمعنى قل هو الله أحد.
So the meaning of قل هو الله أحد.
أي قل يا محمد للناس.
Say O Muhammad to the people.
أن الله أحد.
That Allah is one and only.
أي واحد لا يشاركه أحد في شيء.
Meaning he is one. No one shares with him anything.
واحد في مجده.
He is one in his glory.
وجلاله.
And his majesty.
وجماله.
And his beauty.
وحكمته.
And his wisdom.
ورحمته.
And his mercy.
وقدرته.
And his ability.
وعلمه.
And his knowledge.
وكل شيء من
and
صفات
everything
الكمال لله تبارك
of
وتعالى.
The attributes of perfection of Allah عز وجل.
الله الصمد.
Allah الصمد, it means
الصمد هو الكامل من كل جهة.
الصمد, it means the one who is complete and perfect in every aspect.
ولذلك أهل العلم يقسمون أسماء الله تبارك وتعالى إلى 4 أقسام.
That is why the people of knowledge, they categorize the names and attributes of Allah into 4 categories.
أسماء جمال,
names of beauty,
كالرحيم,
the all merciful,
الودود,
the loving,
الرحمن,
the all gracious,
التواب,
the one who facilitates and accepts repentance.
وهناك أسماء جلال.
And there are names of Allah that are names of grandeur and majesty.
العظيم,
the great,
الكبير,
the grand,
المتكبر,
the all proud,
القوي,
the strong,
العزيز,
the almighty.
هذه أسماء الجلال.
These are the names of grandeur and majesty.
وهناك أسماء الربوبية.
And there are the names pertaining to the lordship of Allah.
كالخالق,
the creator,
البارئ,
the originator,
المصور,
the one who gives the image makers, the
الرزاق,
one who gives
الرزاق,
the image, the all provider.
وهناك أسماء الألوهية.
And there are the names pertaining to Allah's godship or godhood.
الله,
الله, the God,
المألوه,
the one who is worshipped.
هذه أسماء ألوهية.
These are names of the Godhood of Allah.
وهناك أسماء لله تسمى الأسماء الجامعة.
And there are names of Allah that are called the ones that are comprehensive, that gather together a lot of meanings.
مثل الحميد.
Like the all praiseworthy.
حميد في كل صفاته.
He is all praiseworthy in all of his attributes.
المجيد في كل صفاته.
The all glorious. He is all glorious in all of his attributes.
العظيم في كل صفاته.
The great. He is all great in all of his attributes.
وهكذا.
And so on and so forth.
ومنها الصمد.
And from those is the name الصمد.
والصمد أي الكامل في كل شيء.
The one who is perfect and complete, all perfect in every aspect, in everything.
تقول عن السيد الذي كمل سؤدده فلان صمد.
And the Arabs, they say about the master whose leadership and mastership is complete from every aspect, they call him صمد.
والصمد كذلك هو الذي تصمد إليه الخلائق بحاجاتها.
The صمد, the another meaning of it also is the one who all the creation turn to him asking for their needs.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
He did not beget nor was he begotten. He did not give birth nor was he born.
وبين ذلك بقوله ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
And he clarified this even further by saying there is none that is comparable to him.
ولذلك لم يلد ولم يولد.
This is why he did not give birth nor was he born.
ثم ختم بقوله ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Then he sealed the verses with the statement none is comparable to him.
لا كفء ولا ندة ولا مثيلة.
There is no equal, no opponent, no peer, no likeness for him.
لا في أسمائه ولا صفاته ولا أفعاله.
Not in his name, not in his attributes, not in his actions.
ولا في جميع ما اختص به سبحانه.
And not in everything that is special and specific to him, سبحانه وتعالى.
فإذا كان كذلك.
So if he is like that, سبحانه وتعالى.
فحقه أن يعبد وحده.
Then his right is for him to be worshipped alone, without any partner.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
نقف هنا لأجل صلاة.
We will stop here for صلاة المغرب. Yes. يقول كيف روى جرير بن عبد الله 100 حديث وهو أسلم قبل وفاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 40 يوما. How is it that جرير بن عبد الله narrated 100 حديث while he accepted Islam 40 days before the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
طيب كم لي عندكم الآن أنا؟
How long have I stayed with you here today since I came? How long?
Seven days? Nine days?
9 days, the brother is saying.
9 days? With tomorrow? With
9 days. Count tomorrow in them. 10 days?
كم تستطيعون أن تروا عني؟
How many can you narrate from me?
خاصة إذا جملة جملة.
If you narrate just one,
واحد فقط
one sentence.
تروي عني 100 حديث.
one day only you can narrate 100 from me. 100 statements.
هذا إذا تكلمنا عن الأقوال.
This is if we talk about the statements.
فإذا تكلمت عن الأفعال.
So if you talk about the actions.
كان يأتي وقت كذا يخرج وقت كذا.
He used to come this. He used to leave on such and such
كان
time.
كان إذا صلى فعل كذا.
When he prays, he does this.
قال له فلان كذا فسكت.
So and so told him this, so he kept quiet.
ماذا تعني 100 حديث ولا شيء؟
What many 100 حديث is nothing actually. It's not too much.
نعم. خاصة أن كلام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جمل صغيرة يعني قال ما قال.
Especially that the words of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم they are small sentences.
نعم. يعني ما قال رجل لا تغضب. قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم.
So those narrations.
الدين النصيحة. That كلمات قليلة جدا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Very few words from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that he used to say. Very little but very comprehensive. Is it from the Sunnah to pick up all the pebbles in Muzdalifa to be used in Jumrah for all the days and not in Mina for conveniency or convenience? هل يجوز التقاط الحجر الجمرات من المزدلفة لاستعمالها في رمي الجمار؟ وعدم يعني التقاطها من منى من أجل تيسير بس ملائمة يعني.
يجوز التقاطها حتى من تورنتو.
It is okay. It is okay to collect those stones from Toronto. أنا خايف يفعلوها يا شيخ.
يفعلونها.
I'm afraid they will do it يا شيخ.
ما في مشكلة. يعني الحصيات ليست مقدسة.
Those pebbles, they're not sacred or.
حتى يقال تؤخذ من مكان معين.
So it is to be said they will be taken from a specific place.
كل ما في الأمر. قول that is in Yafir
that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم
كان في مزدلفة.
He was in مزدلفة.
وسينطلق إلى منى لرمي الجمرة.
And he will move to منى to stone the
وهو
جمرة.
جالس في مزدلفة.
And he is there sitting in مزدلفة.
فأرسل ابن عباس يلتقط له الجمرات السبع.
So he sent ابن عباس to collect for him the seven pebbles or seven stones.
فالأمر في هذا واسع يعني.
The issue in this regard is easy, you know, expansive. What is the ruling of the new phone app called Face App, which is used to change faces of people to look old or young and others? يعني يسأل عن حكم الفيس اب هذه الجديدة. هذه الفيس اب يعني تظهر يعني تضع صورتك وتظهر مثلا صورتك بعد 20 عام بعد 40 عام كيف يصير شكلك.
هذا شيء غيبي.
This is something that is part of the hidden world of the unseen.
والذي يظهر أن هذا من العبث في خلق الله تبارك وتعالى.
And what seems to me is that this is just playing around with the creation of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
والأصل أنه لا يجوز.
The principle is that it's not allowed.
والله أعلم.
Allah knows best. What should be the affair of a woman who's
لكن الناس يأخذونها على سبيل الدعابة.
But the people take it like a joke يعني.
لكن يتركونها.
But they should leave it. They shouldn't use it. What should be the affair of a woman whose husband passed away and the husband left the house as inheritance? The house is a family house. How is the house should be shared between the children and their mother? Sell it or share it on or leave the house for woman and the children. يعني شخص توفي وترك بيتا كيف يقتسم هذا البيت بين الورثة المرأة وأولادها؟ يعني يبيعونه ويقسمون يبقون يعيشون فيه يكملون العيش فيه كيف؟
طبعا الأصل
the principle is that they live in it.
لكن لو قدر
but if it is
أن أحد الورثة
estimated that one of the heirs
كالزوجة مثلا
one of the inheritors like the wife
أن تتزوج مثلا she بعد decided انتهاء العدة
to get married after the waiting period is finished
أو أحد الأبناء أو البنات
or one of the sons or daughters
تزوج وخرج من البيت
he got married and left the house
وأراد نصيبه من البيت
wanted his share from the house
فهذا حق
this is his right
or her right ببيع البيت أو so استدخاله
They would request that the house be sold. يباع البيت أو
يقيم كم قيمته.
Or the house will be evaluated.
وينظر كم نصيبه.
And we look how much his share is of the worth of the
والذين
house.
والذين سيعيشون في البيت يعطونه نصيبه.
And those who will continue to live in the house.
كأنهم اشتروا نصيبه.
They give him his share as if they bought the share of that child, girl or a boy. Who left the house?
وإن رضي الجميع أن يبقى البيت كما هو على حاله.
And if all of them agreed that the house will remain as is, يعني the house, the women and the children will live in it, then there is no harm.
أهم شيء لا يظلم أحد.
The most important thing is that no one should be oppressed. متى يستطيع الإنسان أن يأخذ أو يجوز أن يأخذ حياته قتل نفسه؟ When can the human or when he is allowed to take away his soul, to kill himself?
يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز
الله تبارك وتعالى says in his mighty book
ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا
the one who kills a believer deliberately
فجزاؤه جهنم
then his reward, his punishment is جهنم
خالدا فيها
staying, dwelling there forever for a long extended period of time
وغضب الله عليه
and Allah is angry with him
ولعنه
and Allah curses him
وعد له عذابا عظيما
and he prepared for him a grave torment
رتب خمس عقوبات على قتل المسلم
as a consequence there are five punishments for killing a Muslim
ومن قتل نفسه
the one who killed his own self
هو أشد من يقتل غيره
He is even worse than the one who killed someone else.
ويظن بعض الجهلة
some of the ignorant people
أن نفسه ملك له.
That his soul actually is a property belonging to him, he thinks.
وأنه يستطيع أن يقتلها متى شاء.
That he can kill himself whenever he wants.
وهذا غير صحيح.
This is not true.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says.
من تحسى سما.
The one who drinks and sips a poison.
فسمه في يده يتحساه في نار جهنم.
His poison in his hand, he consumes it in the fire of Jahannam.
خالدا مخلدا فيها أبدا.
Dwelling therein for a long extended period of time.
ومن وجع بطنه بحديدة.
And the one who stabs his stomach with a piece of metal.
فحديدته في يده.
Then his piece of metal is in his hand.
يجأ بها بطنه في نار جهنم.
He stabs himself with it in the fire of Jahannam.
خالدا مخلدا فيها أبدا.
Staying therein forever.
ومن تردى من جبل.
And the one who jumps over from a mountain.
فهو يتردى في نار جهنم.
Then he is jumping and throwing himself in the fire of Jahannam.
خالدا مخلدا فيها أبدا.
Staying there, dwelling therein forever.
فقتل النفس أعظم من قتل الغير.
Killing the own self is even worse, far more grave than killing someone else.
لأن قتل الغير أحيانًا قد يكون له يعني بعض المسببات.
Because killing someone else sometimes there would be a reason, a cause behind it.
كان يكون أثاره أخطأ في حقه.
Like he maybe made him angry, made a mistake about him, violated his right.
لكن قتل النفس لا مبرر له.
But killing oneself, there is no excuse for that.
بل فيه زيادة على إزهاق نفس.
Aside from the extra thing that killing oneself, there is something more extra involved in this.
أن فيه اعتراضا على قضاء الله وقدره.
That there is then opposition to the destiny of Allah and His pre-decree.
وعدم رضا.
And him being not pleased with Allah's qadr.
وذلك ذكر أهل العلم أن قتل النفس أشد من قتل الغير.
This is why the people of knowledge they mentioned that killing oneself is even far worse than killing someone else. Time of Maghrib. نتوقف إن شاء الله. جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخ.